This story is a work in progress. I am going to add to it to expand the details, but for now here it is. Enjoy, smile. Saturday afternoon, a cool wet day with the occasional hint that the sun might be coming out. Liz though would soon feel warmed up and glowing, that's for sure. She was browsing online for something new to wear to the nightclub or gym. There were lots of leggings, catsuits and jumpsuits, but she wanted something outstanding, something that jumps out at you. There were all sorts of bright dance outfits, but suddenly she spotted that special something that sparked her interest, the motion control suit. It was a glossy black latex catsuit that had a glowing circuit print. It came with attached open face hood and attached gloves and feet with toe socks. She wondered, was it real or AI enhanced? Would it look that good in reality? It certainly would get her noticed on the dance floor, if it was as good as the images suggested. She didn't bother to watch the related videos or read the description. It looked right, and that to her was all that mattered. The catsuit seemed to have some form of lines of LED lights on it. I guess it must need batteries, or maybe has a built-in rechargeable battery, she thought. She decided to order it after filling in her exact measurements. On the page with the measurements it said, make sure you get the ankle and wrist measurements correct, no refunds, but we can tighten if needed at extra cost. She thought it was a little more expensive than similar items, but she was gripped by how it would look on her and went ahead with the order. A few weeks later it arrived. There was the knock at the door and the smiling Chinese delivery man gave her a somewhat strange look of, I know something you don't, but you are going to enjoy this. He had noticed a sudden surge in similar packages being delivered and went online to discover what a motion control suit was. He could read the Chinese text under the English postal label. So she took the package inside her apartment and opened the box. The box was slightly bigger than expected. The latex catsuit was slightly heavier than expected too. As she felt the material, she noticed little round lumps no more than 1 centimeter across. She wondered what they could be for. Of course, she had no idea what the motion control was. She assumed it was just maybe like a control bodysuit or something. Something that would make moving easier, or hold up her butt in place. Being made of 0.5 millimeters latex, it took her a while to put it on. Thankfully it came with a bottle of lube. Without the lube it would have been very hard to pull on. With the lube it just slipped on. Unknown to her was the very intense pleasures she was soon about to experience. She felt the suit glide over her body. With the lube it was smooth and moved sensually. The latex was like another layer going on. It made her feel warm and squeezed. As she put her fingers in the latex fingers, it first felt cool but very sensual. She had the exact same feelings as her toes slid perfectly into the toes socks. With a bit of a firm tug and wiggling around, she managed to pull on the hood over her head. It was certainly tight and custom made, but not too tight. She stood up and stretched out like a cat. It was a very pleasant feeling, stretching her arms and legs as far apart as possible. It felt fantastic and smooth yet tight. Now for the zips. One of the zippers came with a long detachable sort of fabric string. How convenient. Again, with a bit of a struggle, she pulled close the zips. Finally, I'm in, she sighed with a sense of satisfaction and a deep breath. The suit seemed to feel so good. She decided to lay on the bed and was stretching and touching herself all over, like a cat. What a sexy suit. Okay, how do I turn the lights on, was the next thought. It was at this point she realized she hadn't checked if she needed to put in batteries. She hadn't even noticed the control box on the back of suit. It was surprisingly small and easy to miss. It was about the size of a hand. Thankfully the factory that made the suits had thought of everything. It was all ready to go. Everything regarding dressing up and using the suit for the first time had been thought about. There was a sheet of instructions. She now began to read it. Most cat suits don't come with instructions, so she hadn't bothered. With the motion control suit to turn the lights on, she had to download an app that made sense to her. The suit had the small box attached to the back. According to the instructions she was now reading, it came fully charged. She reached around and found a switch as seen in the diagrams on the sheet she was holding. Click and it turned on with a couple of beeps. As she turned it on, she felt ever such a slight jolt all over her body. What was that about? She thought. It actually felt good. Ever such a gentle tingle, then nothing. Now with the app on her phone, she decided to register the app to make all the functions work. It wanted a photo of her so she could join the automatic workout class. She was curious about what that was. With Liz simply seeing the suit and ordering it, she had no idea what it really had been designed for. After looking at all the options, she found the lights only setting. It was amazing she could make the suit light up in any colors she wanted. It was like a PC with LED lighting. There was a setting rainbow flow. The suit looked amazing. It was like rainbows were moving on the suit. This would be amazing at the nightclub. She would light up the room. It would certainly get her noticed, which is what she wanted. Liz wondered what all the other functions were. She had at first only thought it was just another glossy latex catsuit but with lights. As she looked on the app, there was rewards and pleasure only, but it was grayed out so she couldn't select that option. There were all kinds of classes from ballet to push-ups and sit-ups and dozens of other features, some grayed out and some she could select. There were several ballet dance lessons and star jumps. All she had wanted was a simple glossy basic catsuit. The lights had been what caught her attention on the website. She hadn't known about all these other features because she hadn't looked at the advert carefully nor the videos. It was her usual "that looks good so I'm getting it" and click to order. Another feature she would learn about much later was the suit's ability to lock the zippers and the hidden built-in condom sheaths, but would only discover that a few weeks later. She decided to click Beginner's Ballet Workout 1. There was an option reward at the end that sounded good, so she turned the option on. For some reason, the reward option turned itself off and a pop-up said you must dance 10 times with at least 80% accuracy to unlock the reward. Since this was the first time she had used the app, it suggested watching an instructional video. After watching the dance class and it telling her how to turn on the reward feature, she again tried to turn on the reward option and the pop-up was "now your reward will be waiting for you." It toggled back on. The sun came out and she felt happy. She had been in the suit for about 20 minutes. It wasn't too tight. She felt comfortable. The lube made it slip and slide a bit and she wiggled her ass around a little for the perfect fit. She put her fingers together to ensure her fingers were fully in the latex fingers. Right, now on to the first ballet lesson. Liz had never done ballet, but she could follow along with the video. It was totally unknown to her what would happen next. It started at power level 1. She felt a gentle tingle on her legs and arms as if a gentle hint as how to dance. Liz was amazed. The suit somehow could assist her to dance. She now figured out what motion control was about. She stood up and tried to dance. Some moves she got right, but some moves she got wrong. She felt the suit gently push her to do the moves. It was a very pleasant experience and one she certainly had not expected. "This is great. What a bargain. I get to learn to dance and the group lessons might be a fun way to meet new friends," she thought. There was a power level slider. She thought to herself, "I wonder what power level 2 is like." The assistance was slightly firmer, but she could still easily balance herself. After a few practice dances for 20 minutes or so, she had the routine improving with each try. As she looked again at the app, she realized something. Gosh, it goes all the way up to power level 10. What she really wanted at first was the reward, but now she was really into the lessons. "Okay, I'd guess I better get dancing." She was enjoying the dancing and getting fitter. Having the suit on did make it slightly harder than just tights and leotard, but the assistance and tingles to move her correctly into place were helpful. At power level 2, it was simply a pleasant feeling, like having an invisible instructor help her. There were other simpler lessons: how to hold your legs, how to stand on your toes, how to hold your arms, but she now remembered the reward and said to herself, "Okay, I haven't got all day. Let's see how quickly I can get my reward." There were warm-up exercises and warm-down exercises. She could have been playing with the app for hours, but Liz wanted her reward and to get on with her day. Then she had an idea: why not set it to level 3 and get my reward quicker? Her first dance was 20% accurate, but her last dance had been 70% accurate. By now she was sweating and rather hot. This just made the suit feel even better and more comfortable. It was tight enough that even sweaty as she was, it still moved her correctly. A few more dances later and she got her first 80%. She thought to herself, "I'm beginning to get tired. I don't know if I can do all 10 dances. She decided to power up the suit to level 4. But first she would sit down and have a drink. With another exhausted sigh, she got herself a cool drink from the fridge and slumped on a comfy settee. She turned on some music on her laptop. The app did another pop-up Bluetooth detected. Would you like to connect? She clicked yes. Now she could hear her music through the hood. Again, she hadn't noticed the built-in earbuds, all these features. Wow, she thought. So now the audio was coming through the earbuds rather than the phone. She rested for a while to rebuild her strength. She turned off the music and the earbuds gave her a reminder: resume ballet lessons to get your reward. Again, she was reminded of the mysterious reward she wanted to find out about. Another dance later and it felt like the suit was doing more of the work at now level 4. She could just surrender herself to the suit, give in and let it do the work. All she needed to do was balance herself. She just about had enough energy to do that. Another pop-up appeared: would you like high mode enabled? She clicked yes. Now she could talk to the suit via her phone. She asked, how long should it take me to get my reward? Through the earbuds, the app told her, at your current progress, another hour. It then told her there are only 6 more dances to do at 80% accuracy or more. Come on, let's keep going. You can do it. It was nice that used her name. Her face came up on the app too now. Liz really wanted to know what the reward was, but she was too exhausted and lay down on her bed for another rest. After 20 minutes of recovery, she felt she might be able to do another couple of dances. This is going to take all day, but I really want my reward, she thought. To make it easier, she went to power level 5. At this level, it was as if the suit was doing nearly all the work. She had enough strength just about to not fall over. It felt like an amazing workout. Her muscles felt really tired, but she knew it was making her fitter and stronger. Better still, now she could do ballet. It really was like she had an invisible dance partner moving her all over from top to toe. She imagined at level 6 she could literally be half asleep and the suit would do all the work. Finally, after what became 2 hours and several rests, dance in at 80% was achieved. The app showed another pop-up reward coming in 60 seconds. Get ready. She was surprised, coming? What's that about? Have they spelt it right? She was still on her feet just about, hands on knees to hold herself up, breathing heavily with deep gasps, really hot, sweaty and body and muscles totally exhausted. She decided to stand up for her mysterious yet wanted reward. After the 60 seconds, she suddenly felt a tingle on her tits and pussy and on her ass. It slowly began to get stronger. The sides of the suit seemed to tingle too, as if someone was hugging her. As the intensity increased and increased, she simply had to flop on the bed. She could no longer stand up. It just kept getting more and more intense. She began to groan and wiggle around, totally out of control. Now the suit was forcing her arms and legs apart. She so much wanted to touch her throbbing and pulsating pussy, but simply couldn't. After 2 minutes of intensity at level 5, she just had to orgasm with a little squirt. There was no way to stop herself. She let out a scream of ecstasy like she had never felt before. The app made a sound and announced orgasm detected, and slowly the intensity faded away. A moment later, another announcement: you can now come after every dance at this level 5, and choose to come as many times on repeat as you like. And this was only power level 5 and dance 1. The app then said, for more intense rewards, you can now try up to level 11. For even more powerful rewards up to level 20, you need to achieve level 11. Liz was totally exhausted from even level 5. She imagined at level 6 the suit would be throwing her around the room and giving her screaming orgasms. Level 5 was more than enough for now. Her pussy and mind were throbbing away with excitement. She felt dizzy with bliss. As the orgasm faded, she simply had the strength to do nothing more than lay on her bed and slowly recover. Being latex, the suit was watertight, and so there was no sweat to clean up. After a power nap of 30 minutes, she sat up and looked at the phone. Another option and pop-up now appeared: how many orgasms? Stay orgasmic for up to 15 minutes unlocked and allowed to touch yourself. This was the best ever suit she ever had. Another pop-up appeared: Allison, love hypnosis tracks unlocked. Orgasms can be synced to tracks. There was Liz, top to toe covered in tight latex, and she hadn't even used the built-in earbuds hypnosis feature yet to hypnotize herself. She had tried a little hypnosis with her boyfriend, but the results would now really work. Unknown to Liz, while she was getting her reward, the earbuds were telling her to listen to the Allison in Love hypnosis tracks provided on the app. Liz, now 4 hours later, began to think about taking off the motion control suit, even though she barely had the strength. She found the clip-on string and went to the shower to take off the suit. The suit was really sweaty, but being latex, she could wash it in the shower. This was a very amazing 4 hours. She was fitter, stronger, and knew a little belly. She was also a little dizzy and totally exhausted, but it was more than worth it. At this point, she had no idea how others with such suits could remotely control each other. She would learn about that if she ever got to level 10. So many more features revealed in the next stories. Here are some ideas. A remote control group gym workout. Come on, Liz, keep up. We all want our rewards where everyone has to complete the workout or no reward. She jumped in too soon at advanced level. They remotely turn up the power on her suit. It is punishment or pleasure or both. The hidden sex mode unlocked. In sex mode, the suit unlocks little slits and gaps in the suit with built-in condoms, but you have to earn it by running for 10 minutes every time. After an hour, the gaps and slits close automatically, so you had better have done what you need to do by then, or else. Reward and punishment. Liz gets her boyfriend a suit. One person does the exercises, the other person earns the rewards. She lazily lays on the bed waiting for the reward while she tells Tom to keep jumping and running and even skipping. Dance class with a difference. Getting the guys to do a surprise ballet lesson. It's all new features in the app. They dance whether they want to or not. They came to learn disco dancing, but an error in the app makes them do ballet after the disco lesson. A visit to the factory that makes the suits in China reveals a group of hypnotized marching drones in utter bliss. From the September Cry for You extended version video, in their Bambi sleep uniforms. No need for actual locks, their arms and legs are on automatic. They can't reach the zipper, not that they want to. Ideas based on HexCorp.net and Bambi Cloud.